Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. Today, I want to talk about one segment of the labor market and how some operators and owners are looking at talent pools a little bit differently to try to fill those hard-to-fill jobs. Restaurant operators are having a difficult time filling jobs. According to the National Restaurant Association's State of the Industry report recently released, about 3 in 10 restaurant operators say they have job openings that are difficult to fill. Contributing to this challenge is that the pool of younger workers in the workforce is expected to drop sharply in the next 5 to 10 years. This has been a traditional source of talent for restaurants. The National Restaurant Association predicts 1.2 million fewer 16 to 24-year-olds in the labor force by 2028. This could be very, very disruptive to the restaurant industry. As such, some restaurant brands have begun to get more creative with their recruitment and retention efforts, including the hosting of fun hiring parties, offering up to six-figure salaries for general managers, improving educational reimbursement, and offering more progressive parental leave policies. And also, interestingly, they're starting to think about different labor pools to tap into more non-traditional employees, specifically older workers, those age 65 and up. Specifically, McDonald's, for example, recently partnered with the AARP to look to hire more older workers, stating that they wanted to reach a growing yet underutilized workforce. Now, this makes sense for McDonald's and the industry as a whole, because while the percentage of younger workers are dropping, the growth in the workforce of those 65 and older in the United States is expected to jump by more than 5% through 2026. And in fact, workers over 65 amount to the fastest growing workforce segment in the labor force, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And older workers, those 65 and up, are expected to outnumber teenage workers by 11 million persons by 2028. This is a smart move by McDonald's and the other organizations that are looking to tap into the older workforce. These folks want to work, will be engaged in their work, and typically are underserved in the labor market. If the younger cohort of workers seems to be evaporating or drying up, or younger kids just simply don't want to work as much, restaurants and other organizations should really look to expand their hiring and advertising and embrace those older workers in the workforce. This will be an interesting trend to continue to watch over the next several years, and hopefully organizations of all kinds will think more creatively about how to expand their talent pools. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, you can find our full show archive at www.hrhappyhour.net.